In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In his parables, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us. He teaches us some very important and very profound spiritual truths, things that we need to know and in which we need to grow. And very often our Lord uses very simple illustrations and pictures in his parables, as in the one today, in order to help us to understand about the kingdom of God and who he is. Today's parable is no exception. The four kinds of soil, or the sower who sowed his seed. And yet within this parable, there is a very profound mystery as well. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us what happens to the seed of the Word of God. As the sower goes out to sow the seed, the sower does not discriminate, placing a little seed over here and a little over there. But rather, the sower, as he sows the seed, spreads it out over all the ground before him. In his parable, Jesus provides for us some of the barriers or some of the resistances to the word of the Lord. The seed that falls on the path, which is very hard and which the seed cannot penetrate, that stands for the devil, and how the devil snatches away the word of God for some after it is proclaimed. The devil does not want the word of God heard or obey. Secondly, the seed falls on rocky soil. This is the world. And here the seed cannot really grow that much because it has no ground, nothing in which to grow. Here the temptations and the allurements of the world are too much, and people turn away from the word of the Lord. Some seed falls on ground that is infested with thorns and weeds. Here is the sinful flesh, as the word of God, as it grows, is choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of the world. And fourthly, the seed of the word falls on good ground and brings forth much fruit. But here we find the great mystery, that age-old question of why some and not others. Well, what the Word of God tells us today is that it's important for us to recognize reality and to recognize in this parable the mystery of the wisdom of God, so that we cannot always fully and completely understand, but yet we trust. We trust the Lord and his word. This parable helps us to see that our task is to sow the seed of the word of God and to sow it to all nations as Jesus commanded us. God knows what we need. He knows that because of our sin, we have turned away from him. And we continue to do that day after day in our sin. We have failed to love. We have failed to fully and completely trust in the Lord. But this very same word reveals to us the wonderful love of Jesus Christ, how he died for our sins, and how he offers us forgiveness fully every single day. What a gracious and loving Lord that we have. Our Lord calls us then and equips us to sow the seed of the Word of God faithfully and diligently. We don't worry about the results. Just like the farmer that sowed his seed far and wide, we too are called by God to scatter the seed and to know that God himself provides the increase. God provides the growth. For the power is always the power of God. And what a wonderful comfort this is to us, that the power is not in the preacher, but the power is in the word that is proclaimed. And in spite of all of our imperfections and failures, all of our sins that are before us all the time, nonetheless, God has called us to faithful preaching of His Word, to bring that powerful Word into the lives of people, because people are searching so much these days, they need the good Word of God. But first, in a sense, we preach this Word to ourselves. We look at our lives in the light of God's Word, and we recognize that, well, maybe sometimes we've been like that hard soil, or that rocky soil, or like the soil infested with thorns and weeds. But by the grace of God, His Word has found a place in our hearts, and His Word continues to grow within us, giving us the ability and everything else that's necessary in order to sow the seed. Today, in this house of God, with gloomy weather outside, we have an opportunity to experience again the power of the Word of God in His Word and also in His Holy Sacrament. God is mightily at work in this place, equipping us, renewing us, feeding and nourishing us, so that we are equipped by His power and by His grace to preach the Word, to sow the seed. May this word of the Lord bear much fruit in each of us, in our hearts and lives, and then through others to many, many people. In the name of Jesus, amen.